It was still warm and sunny when I met up with six members of the New Jersey Tea Party Coalition in a bucolic Bergen County park. As it turns out, there isn't just one Tea Party in New Jersey. This group is one of about a dozen in the state, most of them unaffiliated with each other and only loosely tied to the national movement. Group co-founder Michelle Talamo of Cliffside Park works in human resources. Middle-aged, with dark hair, she's trim and stylish in a beige suit jacket and sparkly wedding ring. Like most Tea Partiers, she wants lower taxes, smaller government, and has a visceral mistrust of the president.
I became very anxious by the election of Barack Obama coming into office and the transition, and then the stimulus that came into being.
Another member, Ron Ellis of Hasbrook Heights, is earnest, with gray hair and a mustache. He doesn't believe me that his comments will make it onto public radio.
Have you ever ridden in the back of a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're one of the few. Uh-huh. You can't do that anymore because the government has gotten bigger and bigger and is telling us everything that we can and cannot do.
These folks are registered Republicans, and they support Steve Lonergan in New Jersey's special U.S. Senate election. And when Lonergan was running for governor of New Jersey in 2009, he sounded like a Tea Partier.
It's called socialism, a shift from our American way of life towards European socialism. And that's exactly what's happened. And that's exactly the vision of Barack Obama and his administration. And people are starting to recognize that.
Fast forward to the current campaign, and Lonergan is shying away from any formal association with the Tea Party. In fact, he complained when WNYC referred to him as a Tea Partier instead of as the former mayor of Bogota. So at a recent campaign event in Newark, I asked him about it.
I mean, the Tea Party is just like a theory, a movement. I mean, I'm the Republican candidate, so I'm not sure what you mean by that.
From 2006 until this past March, Lonergan was state director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity. It's an ultra-conservative organization that was active in helping create and fund the Tea Party movement. The New Yorker described a Texas summit that Americans for Prosperity organized that trained grassroots activists. Early on, the long expose described, Americans for Prosperity also provided Tea Party talking points before the first tax day protests and urged members to send tea bags to the president. The Tea Party groups in New Jersey we spoke to say they don't receive funding from any large donors like AFP. But Bridget Callahan Harrison, a political science professor at Montclair State University, calls the link between Americans for Prosperity and the Tea Party movement undeniable.
It's great that the Tea Party says that they're separate and apart, but if they're deriving the benefit from Americans for Prosperity's efforts and energies, how can you deny that connection?
As the leader of Americans for Prosperity in New Jersey, Lonergan convinced Governor Christie to withdraw from the regional greenhouse gas initiative and worked on repealing the president's health care reform plan. These days, try as he might, Lonergan doesn't stray far from his libertarian roots. Like at a recent campaign visit to Ortho Remedy in Cliffside Heights, the company fabricates and sells prosthetic devices.
This paints the skin.
Back in the office area, Lonergan listened as Stephen Rinko and Julie Dedell, among others, complained about the Affordable Care Act. It might limit how much they get paid for their prosthetics.
Now my business is worth half of what it was worth 3 years ago.
So it's getting worse under Obamacare.
Every day.
It's getting closer to being a charity. In fact, it's really like a hobby.
These small business owners weren't Tea Partiers.
You can't make a living.
They described their political leanings as independent or Republican, exactly the type of voter Lonergan needs to attract to broaden his support across the state. Later that day, Lonergan told me he's bringing the GOP together.
We have unified the Republican Party with the Tea Party movement, the conservative movement. We have pro-gun support and not-so-pro-gun Republicans. We have pro-life Republicans, not-so-pro-life Republicans.
The race between Lonergan and Newark Mayor Cory Booker was predicted to be a blowout. But in the latest Quinnipiac poll, Lonergan has closed the gap to within 12 percentage points of Booker. He supports the unpopular federal government shutdown. Lonergan wants to dismantle the Environmental Protection Agency and opposes any kind of gun control. And yet he's managed to attract independent and moderate Republicans. Professor Callahan Harrison says Lonergan deserves credit for making the race competitive. He He's pointed out flaws in the Booker administration and did well in the debates.
As Lonergan's numbers in the polls increase, it then signals other voters, particularly Republicans and independents, that maybe this guy actually has a shot and it's okay to say that you're going to support him.
But despite the current groundswell and new donations coming in from around the country, Lonergan may not be able to overcome the math. Democrats far outnumber Republicans in this deep blue state. President Obama won a second term in New Jersey last year by well over 500,000 votes. Republican strategist Roger Bodman says victory in the Senate has eluded the Republicans for decades.
Whether you're a moderate Republican or you're a conservative Republican, nobody's been able to get a United States Senate seat for 40 years. So maybe the conservative approach will work. Maybe it won't.
And what better time to try a Hail Mary pass in a traditionally moderate state than a Wednesday in October, when only the most dedicated voters are expected to turn out to the polls? For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.